Good morning, everyone. So I just want to read from John chapter 4, verses 21 to 24. John chapter 4, verses 21 to 24. These are the words spoken by Jesus. "Woman," Jesus replied, "believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father, neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know. For salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in the spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in the spirit and in truth." I just want to highlight a few things here. Jesus says, "You do not know what you worship." Do we know who we worship? Yes. Yes, we worship our God Almighty, and we know him. We know his nature. And that's how our worship just flows from the bottom of our hearts, isn't it? And then the other thing is, we always come to God. We expect so much from God, or we give thanks to God. But do you all know that God is actually looking? He is looking for worshipers. He wants to see people worshiping him. What kind of worshipers he is looking for? He's looking for worshipers who worship him in spirit and truth. So we are spirit beings. That's how God made us. We have spirit. And when we worship God, we just can't carry physical things along with us and make them as, you know, that can hinder us from worshiping God. You know, we need to connect with God, with that spirit, with his spirit. That is a spirit-filled worship. And in truth, I've been trying to understand, is this just the word of God or anything? It's two things. Yes, word of God. We worship him from the word. And we also worship in truth, in honesty. God, this is where I am. But still, I choose to worship you because you deserve all my worship, all my praise. I don't know where you guys are in your life. Either it's all happy, all good, yay, or maybe you are facing different situations. It is okay. It is okay to come to Jesus just the way you are and give him all that you have. Whatever little you have, give him. Give him that. Give him that little praise. Give him that little worship and give him that little adoration and thanksgiving. And God is happy about it. And God is faithful. Wherever you are, he will meet with you. So it is so important for us to come together with an expectation that God would love to meet with us. And it is up to us whether we want to meet with him or not. Are we eager to do that? How many of us are looking forward to meet with God this morning? To spend time with him in his presence? To see things change? To see things happen? To see healings happen? Miracles happen? Because when we stand in his presence, we see something happening. Because God is not going to stay quiet. Do you agree with me? If you agree with me, let's stand up and give God everything that we have for who he is. We know his nature. God is love. That is his nature. He loves us always. And he's above everything.
The splendor of a king. Let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide and trembles at his voice.
Oh!
face of the Savior, with the heart of the Father, you are all we need. You're here with the hands of the healer, with the power of the Spirit, you are all we need. At the mention of your name, every chain will break. I know everything will change. Jesus, just a whisper of your name will silence wind and waves. At the mention of your just a mention. Oh, 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 oh.
His name.
What you want to do,
Okay, I want us to read a very familiar passage this morning. If you can turn with me to Mark 14, 22 to 25. This was the night that Jesus was going to be betrayed, and he knew it. And he was having the Last Supper with his disciples, and knowing that he was going to be betrayed and knowing what lay ahead of him, it says, as they were eating, he took bread, and after blessing it, broke it and gave it to them, and said, take, this is my body. And he took a cup where he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. Truly I say to you, I will not drink again of this fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." There are a couple of things I want us to notice here. First is that knowing what was coming up in front of him in the next few days, he gave thanks. What would you have to give thanks to God for in a situation like that? Knowing that he's one of his close friends was going to betray him, knowing that he was going to be, you know, crucified, the most horrendous death, having done no wrong, he gave thanks as he broke the bread. And the second thing we notice here is who it is that's giving us the bread and the wine. It is Jesus himself, and he's saying, it's not like the prasad in the temples that you get, you know? How many of you know this? You go to a temple, they offer some food in front of the gods, and they give it to you, and if you eat it, you're supposed to be blessed, okay? This is not that, because there is no God, you know, who's just sitting up there and blessing it. He is Jesus, here in the dirt with you and I. He gave his own body. There is no other God that's doing that. Nobody else is coming down from heaven to give himself for us, yeah? And there are no spectators at the table of the Lord. We are participants of his body. And so this morning, as we take part of that bread and drink that juice, it is to remind ourselves and to commit once again and say, God, we know that it is you who died for us, whose death was sufficient for my sin. And if it's not you, if you're not in that place this morning, let the elements pass by. But we'd love to share this good news, because this is the way of salvation, and today is the day of salvation. So don't put it off. If you want to know Jesus like we do, if you want to take part in his body, come and meet with one of us, talk to one of us, and we'd be so happy to share this good news. I'll ask the ushers to please pass the bread and the juice.
There's only one who overcame the grave. There's only one who's worthy.